You are now tuned in to the Togetherness Podcast with your hosts, Albany and Dre.
And my partner in crime, Mr. Andre Harrison, he's not going to be with us today, but what we're going to be doing today, we're going to go ahead and move forward with the show and have some real good conversations. And we're going to talk about what would you do for love that determines, define the strength of your relationship. And I think that we will have a lot of good insight. We're going to invite you all to come in on the show and to join us and to have conversations. Please feel free to share with your friends. Also, be sure to ask questions because we like engagement. But let me just open up and tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a relationship coach and author, as I stated before. But what I am very, very interested in my journey as I have been thus far is to really define what the strong foundational pieces of relationships are all about, how to create strong, healthy, loving relationships. In my journey, I grew up with so much fear, and also I had so many challenges in my life between the thing of having fear of a failed relationship myself, being alone in my relationship, struggling to really connect with myself and understand what it really takes for me to find happiness and joy and peace and to really connect with my partner in terms of, you know, just having that healthy connection. I really went on this journey to find out what is it that helps us all to be able to really figure it out, to do relationships together. So I just decided to just go on a journey, research, talk to people through their experiences, my experiences, and I came up with my own idea of what worked for me in the midst of my challenges for to create a healthy, happy, loving relationship. And I knew that it takes work and it takes continuous work. So that's why we're here on this Togetherness Podcast, because we want to continue to do the work to help build, save, and restore relationships. So I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here today. I want to share a story with you. I want to open up because I feel like Dre does a wonderful job when he shares all of his glory, all of these nice, beautiful stories that he shares about his experiences. But I want to share with you something that I say is like, hey, what do we do? What do we do when we say that we love somebody and we go out our way when we love someone and we say that, hey, you know, this is the best thing that has ever happened to me. I fall in love and I don't see anything but that person. When you truly love somebody, you don't see anybody but that person. So when I first got married to my husband, I can share with you, this is one of the things that I realized about myself, is that I began to see things in a narrow view. I began to see everything that I wanted to give and pour into my relationship. I remember even before I met my husband, I was like, hey, when I get married, my ideal thing is that I want to completely sell out to my partner. I want to completely just love him and be this fantastic wife. So I went in with a vision, deciding that, you know what, no matter what the situation is, I want to be the best version of myself. So without any excuses or any problems, I felt like, hey, at the end of the day, if it doesn't work, if it does not work, it won't be on my behalf, right? So I did that. I lived through my own vision of just saying that, hey, if I'm at fault, I will take the blame. I will pick up the pieces and I will try to find ways to make things okay between the two of us, for us to be able to get through the hardship, for us to be able to find peace in the moment of distress, right? So all these years of just going through these challenges in my relationship, I really realized that I was carrying a lot of weight. And this weight that I was carrying, I realized that I love this man so much that I was willing to take on some things that I shouldn't have been taking on. And I would call that some not so smart decisions. But I want to come to you today to tell you that it's okay to love, but we need to find a healthy means of loving the people that we're with, right? We need to learn how to love them, but while we're loving them, it's strengthening the relationship. The relationship is strong, it's stable, and it's, you know, it's right where it needs to be. It's not weighing the other partner down. You don't feel like you overwhelmed. You just feel really good about where you are in your relationship. So I want to just encourage you today to take heed to some of the things that we're going to be sharing. on this podcast about what you do for love that determines, defines the strength of your relationship. So I want to welcome everybody in here, Shannon, So-So Steph. We've had a couple of people to come in. Like I said earlier, Andre is not going to be with us today, but we're going to go on with the show. And if anybody feels free to want to join me on this broadcast and you want to ask any questions, feel free to do so. So today we're going to say that we're going to talk about a couple of things that you might want to consider. Just consider when you're talking about what defines and determines the strength of your relationship. What would you do for love that would determine and define the strength of your relationship? So what does a healthy relationship look like? First of all, paint that picture in your mind and understand, hey, Kent, thank you for joining us. What does that look like? What does a strong, healthy, happy relationship really look like to you? And one of the things I want to share with you is that in order for you to have a strong, healthy, happy relationship, I think you got to know what a healthy relationship is. I think you need to identify with the health of your relationship is. And I think that one way for you to be able to do it is that you got to have mutual respect in your relationship. You have to have that, because I think that mutual respect and honor, I love the fact of saying identifying honor in your relationship, is that you have this foundation that everything you do, everything you say, everything that you become is in honor and respect to your partner. And when you have that, I think that you build some form of class in your relationship. And I love that we think about relationships and having honor and respect, but I think that when you look at your relationship from a different perspective, like paint a picture of yourself in a relationship, how do you envision yourself with your partner? Do you see that you have class and clout with one another? Do you interact in such a way that makes you both feel good about how you see each other in this relationship? And so let's start with that. Just really understanding that there is a point in our relationships that we need to really have that respect, that foundation of peace of respect, that foundation of peace of honoring one another in the relationship, so that everything that you do will branch off of that. If you define honor, you understand that you want to have some class about how you handle yourselves in your relationship, how do you conduct yourself in relationship. Because respect is that if you want respect, you got to give respect. And so I think that the strength of a relationship comes from a place of respect for the relationship. Number one, when you respect the relationship, I think that you can begin to strengthen the relationship from certain aspects. So what can we do to really, that really determines and defines the strength of the relationship? What would you do for love? So I think for me, I would say that I would first of all create this honorable love and respect for my partner that no one could touch. There's nothing that anyone else could or should be willing to do for my partner that I'm not willing to extend and go above and beyond. And what I'm talking about, I'm not just talking about from a male chauvinistic perspective or a feminine perspective. I'm just talking about in general. There's things in general in our relationships that we should be willing to give and do that really just defines that, hey, this is a solid foundation here. This relationship is solid. And number one thing I would say for you, think about your intention. Think about what type of intentions you're setting in your relationship. Are you being intentional in your relationship? Are you understanding that your intentions are the drivers that make the relationship be what it is? So if your partner feels like, hey, I'm missing something, are you truly being intentional to meet the needs of your partner? Are you truly understanding that there are some needs? There are some needs that they say they need, and there are some needs that they're not even going to tell you that they have, that you just being the partner that you are would already know or already be looking for the things that you know that your partner needs, so they don't even have to ask. It's just like going to the store and buying some roses. If your partner has to ask the question, hey, will you buy me flowers sometime? Are you really extending yourself? Are you really being intentional to just say, hey, I want you to understand that I appreciate you, I see you, and I'm acknowledging you. I think that when we decide that everything we do every day in our relationship really determines the love that we have for our partner, and it really defines the strength that we have, that we're pouring into our relationship and creating from within, that we are building a foundation. And I think that foundation starts with you. I have some people that have spoken in. I just like to say greetings to Steph, Shannon, Latina, I think it's NYC. Thank you all for joining us. I just want to tell you that I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you came. And I think that us being a part of this, that we all together are creating something beautiful. And I think it starts with one relationship at a time. So one of the other things that I would like to say is about this. I want you to think about this thought, because I thought this was an amazing statement. Think about, you're in a relationship with your partner. And we say this all the time. We've said it in our relationships before. I am so in love. I'm so in love. And then there's a thought. I'm saying I'm so in love, but are you really, really, truly in love with your partner? And is your partner truly in love with you? And so the point I'm making to saying this is that I just want to pose a question to you to think about the thought of, if you're in love, or if you say you're in love with your partner, because we're talking about what would you do for love that determines the strength and define the strength of the relationship. If you say that you're in love with your partner, I just want to sow this seed. If you think that you are in love, what is the point if you think that you're in love, but you do not feel like you're in love? Either you or your partner do not feel like you're totally in love with one another. So I can say it all day long, I am in love. But if you don't feel it in your heart that you truly feel love, you feel like you really feel like I'm totally in love with this person, then there's something missing. There's something missing, and we have to figure it out. We got to find out, how do we really define love and strengthen the love that we have in our relationships? And I think the one key to being able to do that is to be selfless in our relationships. Being selfless. Are you here? Shannon says, are you here with intentions or just for attention? So what are we here for? Are we here for each other, or are we here for ourselves? I like that, Shannon. Your relationship, Leland said, your relationship should be about what the other person can get from you, not what you can get from them. And I'm going to say I agree, but I'm also going to add this to it. When you're in a love relationship with another individual, I think the ideal is that for you to be a we thing instead of a me thing, right? The ideal should be that we're in this together. So everything that I do and everything that I be and I become and I extend out is for us together, so that we can be in love together, in harmony, that we can really have a great relationship together. So yes, that is one of the things that I wanted to share with you all, that when you're in your relationships with your partner and you're doing these things every day, think about how selfless you need to be. Because if you start focusing in on how you can be a better you and really filling their cup, really doing the things and extending yourself. So these are some of the things I had thought about when I thought about, what do we do for love? And how do we determine that that's, you know, the strength of our relationship? It's by what we do. It's our actions. It's how we respond, not with the verbal, but also with the physical. I think the physical things that we do, I can remember a friend of mine, and she would tell me things about her brother. And this is not a love relationship, but just relationships in general. And I think that this is something that we all should do, especially in our relationships, is that she would say that he would just be having random conversation with family members. And it wasn't anything specific, but he listened, he tuned in, he watched, he heard, he listened, all these things about what people were saying in the conversations that they were having with him. And she noticed that he would always be writing, or he might be in his phone messaging and stuff. And that's what she thought he was doing. He was on his phone texting and doing things of that nature. But she discovered what he was doing is that as they were engaging together just in random conversation, this man was listening to everything that they said that they desired, they wanted, or things that they wish they had. He was writing, making notes, and putting it in his phone. And before you knew it, he would come back and he would say, hey, here you go. It would be things that they actually shared in conversation, and he was taking notes. So he was being intentional in his interaction with his family, his loved ones. He was being very aware of what he was doing, but he also was exuding. He was being very, very exuding as far as extending himself to show them, hey, I care about you. I love you. I'm concerned about what you want. Whatever it is that you want, I want for you. And if I can give it to you, I'm going to give it to you because I want you to be happy. And that's what we do when we're loving one another. We do things that are selfless. We remove ourselves totally out of the picture and we focus on, how can I make you better? How can I make you happy? And what do you need that I can give you so that make it all good for one another? Let's see what some of the comments are in here. So Leland said, your relationship should be about what the other person can get from you. Okay, we talked about that, not what you can get from them. And that's so true. I think that you should also have a willingness to give of yourself. Never feeling exhausted when you're giving to somebody, but feeling good. I think that you have to have a good state of mind to just feel good about what you're doing. Not feeling like, hey, well, what's for me? What's in it for me? And that's what I mean when I say exhausted, that you're looking for the next thing that's going to come available for you. But when you are selfless, you don't even think about you. You think about, I just want to satisfy this person. But it does have to be balanced, you all. We do have to have relationships that are balanced. We can't be in relationships that are just one person that's giving and pouring in, and then the other person's just taking. It will exhaust you, and that is not a healthy, balanced relationship. So we got to remember the key idea is having a healthy relationship. Let's see. Shannon said, absolutely. There's a joining of a consideration to the both of us, not just one of us. Exactly, Shannon. Everybody in the relationship, you're together for a reason. And it's not just about you, and it's not just about your partner. It's about we. When we begin to define that this is a we thing and not a me thing, I think that we can get it and we can really grow from that. Hashtag we move love it. We be versus me love it. Yeah, we versus me. Thank you all. Yes. Let's see what she said. Let me see. Leland said, not all relationships have avenues to share all experiences, especially couples with different interests. In that case, we need to find ways to allow the other person to grow regardless of our differences. Yes, exactly. When you love somebody, would you not extend grace to them? Would you not be willing to say that, hey, in spite of where you are in your interest, I still love you and I'm interested in you. So I'm going to support you right where you are. And I want you to support me right where I am. So I think that when you can be in a relationship and you are on two different paths, one may be up here and the other one is trying to get where you are. I think that when you can support and carry one another, I think it's the beauty of the relationship, making it stronger. Another thing is focus on love. Focus on the identifying your love and your relationship. And what I mean by that is knowing that love should be unconditional. When I say unconditional love, it meaning that your love, if your partner mess up, when you truly love someone, you don't really quickly, want to let them go or want to give up on them, meaning that you just really just give up on that person. You really want to love them in through their mistake and help them grow, help them become better, help them to be where you would like for them to seek to be, but also where they would like to be. So if you know that you would love to see your partner in a place where they are confident in themselves and feel good about who they are, then help them to be where you want them to be. But not only that, take them farther to where they want to be and just keep going from there. Don't just leave them right where they are and say, hey, you figure it out. I think in a real conducive relationship, you have to be willing to just kind of like go with the flow and go up the valleys and, you know, go through the valleys with them, but also kind of carry them up the hill when they need you the most, when they need you the most. Yes. That's respect and appreciation too. Shannon says about the comment Shannon made is that she was saying something, it's a togetherness thing. That's what Dre said. And then Shannon made the comment, that part, she said, that's respect and appreciation too. Yes, of course, definitely. The respect, the appreciation, the honor that you have in your relationship make everything so much beautiful. But another thing that I want you to consider is about dedicating yourself to your relationship, dedicating yourself to the activities, the, you know, just being willing to support. I know I say support a lot, but I feel like a lot of relationships are failing because one of the partners don't feel like the other partner is supporting them. So what good is it to have a relationship when you don't feel like you're supported, when you don't feel like you're loved, when you don't feel like the other person gets you or hears you? That is one of the things that tear the relationship apart, but that also is one of the pieces that if you have that support, that's the strength of a relationship. Hey, Shannon, thank you for joining me here. What you got to say, lady girl?
Well, let me give my disclaimer. I have a lot of head knowledge and heart knowledge. Yes. And not necessarily romantic relationship knowledge, but right relationship knowledge. I think right relationship is so important. But I think what you said earlier is that it starts with you. You have to do the work. I was watching something on YouTube with Pastor Mike Todd out of Oklahoma. And he was talking about, you know, what we do in our single period of life is basically a setup for what our relationship or marriage looks like. So if you are a miserable person in your single life, what is going to change when you get in a relationship? Because that person doesn't determine your happiness, whether that's just a relationship or a marriage. And so getting into that me and we, you got to work on the me before you can even get to the we. And I think that's an important thing to start as your foundation, because if you're not building from a whole and healthy place, you're not going to have a whole and healthy relationship.
Exactly. So. Good. Shannon, thank you for sharing that. I think that's one of the things that we have to understand, like determining where we are, where we want to be in our relationships. I think that if you are going into a relationship and you have not went on that journey, if you have not understand what your vision is, understand what your values are, and understand what your standards and all those beautiful things that you need to establish within yourself before you even try to join forces with another person, I think you definitely need to do that work. Go on that journey alone by yourself so you'll know who you are, what you stand for, what you believe in, what you need and what you want. Because when you're going to a relationship and you want to have a strong, healthy, happy, loving relationship, what really determines that is you. Because everything that you do, everything that you have become, who you are today, determines what you will accept in your life. And if you decide that you don't want to go on this journey, you just want to get on the bandwagon and fall in love, and you don't even know your foundational pieces, then everything will go along. Everything that you say that you want, you probably won't even ask for. And I know that there has been times where people been in relationships and they have done this. They haven't went on the journey. They haven't did the work. And they may have got into a relationship or a marriage early on and they didn't even understand this. But those things do strengthen where you are in your relationship down the road. So let's just back up a minute. If you were that person and you didn't do the work, you just found your way, you scuffled your way through it, I want to tell you, don't get discouraged, because it's never too late to do the work. We do this work every single day. It's okay to go on this journey right now while you're in this love relationship that you're in. So I'm not trying to discourage you that you got to start all over. You don't have to start all over, but you do need to define where you are. Define out who you are, where you are, what you want, what your beliefs are, what things are limiting you. Your beliefs will limit you. If you don't understand what love means to you, what love looks like to you, what love feels like to you, you won't even be able to determine if the love that you have, not only just from your partner, but the love that you have for yourself, is it a solid, strong love foundation? And so I just want to encourage you, if you haven't, pick up your journal and go on the journey by yourself first. And you can do it while you're in your relationship. Now, don't get discouraged if you find some things that you don't like, because you will, and it's okay. But you do need to find your way through that process of making things better for yourself. So I'm gonna go over here to the comments, and I'm gonna see if everyone. Lila said, "Oh my God, yes! Everyone needs work. Everybody, I need work. Everybody need. Grandmama need work. Grandpa, everybody needs work. There's no perfect relationship out there. I don't care what nobody tell you. There's no perfect relationship." But some people have figured out how to make it work. And that's where we want to be. We want to be in a place where we can understand. Come on, Leland, join the room. Come on, Leland.
When I saw Shannon post in the comments that she hates journaling, I had to jump in because I'm in the same boat.
My wife
journals like crazy. And my wife and I have been married for 10 years. I've mm-hmm. been in two previous marriages. This is my third. This is her mm-hmm. fifth. So okay. we know all about relationships, and we right. do everything we can to work on ourselves more right. so than one of the biggest complications I think that cause issues in relationships is people trying to change the other person.
Exactly. Most of
the time, they want that other person to be in line and in sync with what they want, what they're doing, who they are. But right. what they discover is that they need to, there's a saying that we use all the time. It's like change the mind, or wait, let me get it right. A person changed against their will is of the same opinion still. So you can't just go out and think that you can make someone your perfect relationship partner. You right. have to work with them and be yourself for one, and then also allow them to be themselves and decide where you can compromise and figure out how you can come to conclusions. Because if you can't do that, then you're really starting off on the wrong foot, and it's going to just be a mess from there.
Right. I mean, that's just like knowing who you are. You have to already be your own person. I think we've said it before. Be your own person before you get in a relationship. Know who you are, what you stand for, what your standards are, all of those things, and what kind of love. Because the love that I need may not be the same type of love that Shannon needs. So you have to know for yourself what it is that you mm-hmm. need. Shannon, you was going to share some things with us. Thank you, Lila. If you have some more, stay on.
It's all good. Thanks so much.
I want to ask you a question. I do want to pose, and Shannon and Leland, you can put it in the comments, but I do have a question. You said that you don't like to journal.
Okay. So, I do not.
Yeah, go
but
ahead.
I'm a writer. And that's what I was getting on to say. I'm a writer. I've been writing since I was 7. I'm a poet. I like to write love letters. I don't like to journal. I could journal. I prefer to do like a tape recorder. Those are hard to come by these days, but that is my preferred method if I'm going to do something like a journaling. Yeah. I just commitment issues with journaling, because it's like, well, if I don't write in it for 3 years, am I a bad person?
No.
Because that's how long it takes until the next time I'll write in it.
Same way. My wife has written, she has filled more of those little collegiate folders. And I mean, she could probably stack them to the ceiling 10 times. She was writing the concept of books. I've written a book myself. And like, mm-hmm. I've written all my life. It's just something that I do, but not so much yeah. about my inner self. I
that part.
Find that being that interesting to me, I guess.
Absolutely. Can you say it out loud? You are easy. Does it come easy to come out of your mouth instead of on paper?
Yeah.
That's me.
I just speak it most of the time. My peace comes through my voice. I don't need to spell it out in words most of the time.
We brother and sister. You didn't even know it.
Everyone has their own way of going through their process. And I love that y'all are sharing that, because it's good, because some people don't know how to process their inner thoughts, you know, all that kind of thing. So I thank you all for sharing that. That's really good. I wanted to share something with you all when you were talking about how, you know, how you try to change that person that you're with. You want them to become who you want them to become. But I believe in the process of allowing space for them to become the person that they need to become for you, right?
Absolutely.
And so I'm gonna share this with you. Me and my husband were in a place where we were like separate, you know, almost like we were just living separate lives. And I was on my journey. I wanted to join this church, and he was going. Well, at first he was not going, and then he started going, but he was going over here, and I started going over here just visiting and trying to find some place to go to call home. And then there was things that I was doing. I was working with women in groups and stuff, and it was like it was like a pull and tug. It's like night and day. I would go out and be with the women and helping them, and I would feel good, and I'd come home and it seemed like it was a fight. It was a struggle. and I didn't find peace in it. So I kind of like just separated myself from it all because I felt like I need to get through the clutter of my own personal life. But I found myself being so miserable doing that because the thing that I love the most, I gave it up because I wanted to find this place over here in my relationship to kind of like boost me up. I was looking for him to kind of support me in that, but he wasn't there. He was doing his own thing. He had his own little journey that he was going on. And so for me, I felt like, God, something needs to change. And so what I began to do is I began to give up stuff. I began to stop doing the things that I was passionate about. I began to feel like I was living a double life. I felt like, hey, I'm living good over here, enjoying the women and this. And then I go home and me and my husband's house would just tore up. It was a mess. And so I had to say, something has to change. And at that moment, when I said something had to change, I said, I got to change. I remember taking these exact steps. Thank you, Leland. Taking these exact steps, I said,
I know the feeling. I know that feeling.
It's becoming. It's called becoming. For me, it was becoming. I decided at that moment, I'm not going to live my life through his eyes, but I'm going to live my life through my own eyes and what it was that I truly loved and I truly desired to do. And I began to stop caring so much about what it was to please him, to make him happy, and to focus on me changing for him. I began to change for me. I began to say, these are things that I want to do. These are things that I'm not willing to give up anymore. And these are things that I'm willing to even do alone. So I went to him and I said, listen, this is what I want to do. And I love you in spite of all the differences that we have. But one thing I do ask of you is that if we're going to be together, I would love for you to walk alongside this journey with me. But I know that every man cannot do it. I know that every man can't stand in the ministry and work with their wives in the ministry. Every man can't go and do all these things because that's just not who they are or whatever. And I said, but at the end of the day, this is what I want to do. And I said, and if you can't do it, I'm totally understand. I said, I get it. If you can't do it, I totally understand. From that point, I laid everything aside. It was no more focusing on, hey, I want him to change. All of this, it was all me focusing on what can I do to be a better person for me. And when I began to do that and live that life in that way, everything that I desired began to line up. There was no question about, are you going to church over here? It became a desire of him. I didn't have to ask him for anything. His desires began to just line up with where I was in my life. And one of the biggest things that I remember is that I always wanted him to go to church. And so one day I said, hey, me and the kids, we went over here and we just decided that we was just going to join the church. And he was like, oh, you did? I said, yeah, we did. And you know what he did? He said, well, why you did wait on me? I said, well, I really was just trying to find a stable place and that I felt like I could grow in. And I said, I just felt led by God to go to this place. And this was home for me. And so the next Sunday, I said, if you want to, I invite you to come. You can come and visit. And he came and visit one time. And through that process, he joined. He went through all the phases. So what I'm saying all that to say is that you don't have to change them. Because I do believe when you begin to show up for yourself, that you will either drive them to you, or you are drawn to you. I'm going to say it, draw them to you, or you will drive them away. Because if they want to be there and they want to be better, that person has to be willing to become the person that they want to become for you. Yeah. Now, not saying that you're never going to ever go through challenges, because we still did, but life changed. Things begin to change because we all evolve at some point in our lives and we grow and we become different people at certain aspects of our lives. So I just want everybody to know that's possible. You don't have to do anything. My husband began to do a whole lot of things differently from that point because I decided to do things differently. I felt like a dark cloud was over my head and I couldn't see my way out. It was because I was too busy focusing on my problems and not focusing on who do I want to be? What's important for me?
Absolutely. And I'm going to make one last point before I take off so you can finish up here. Obviously, the thing I see in that the most is that, like you said, we're always trying to think we need to change someone. But in respect to ourselves, if we can show another person that we're willing to change ourselves for the sake of the relationship, then they realize that they're in their own little quandary and they're like, yeah, maybe it could be some of the stuff I'm doing wrong that's messing this thing up. Mm-hmm. And then they realize that if they are willing to make some changes in themselves, then when you start to get on that same wavelength of being able to improve mm-hmm. not only the each individual's problems on their own, that helps build the relationship in itself. So I just commend you on everything you're doing over here. This is the kind of stuff we need more of in video and live. It really is. So I'll be by more often for sure and hope to see more of you. We'll see you guys around.
Thank you so much for sharing, Leland. We appreciate it.
All right. Anytime. Take care, Shannon. See you around.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the engagement. Shannon, you have some other stuff you want to share with us? I'm going to look over here while you're talking.
Okay. Well, I mean, the short version is, and I'll just piggyback off what Leland said, I think it's important to stress it's not necessarily about changing someone, because you do want to see change in someone. Exactly. You don't want to enter a stale or stagnant relationship, and you don't want to be a stale or stagnant person in a relationship. You want to challenge each other to become and be the best versions of yourself and arrive at your level of excellence on a daily basis. Nobody wants a mediocre relationship. Nobody wants a mediocre love. So you have to encourage them and even sometimes equip them, because sometimes you have tools and resources in your bank that they are needing so that they can get to the next level in their journey. The process that you already put in place is maybe what they're looking for. So sometimes it's the compliment that you bring into the relationship that allows and gives room for that person to have the permission and the access to be who they're called to be. Some people come to their purpose alone, but they don't get to their destiny until they meet the right person, in my opinion.
Sometimes the growth comes through somebody enlightening them, and they see a different path.
Absolutely.
Now that's a conversation worth having, because we had the conversation about your purpose, but I do believe that people come in our lives for different seasons and for different reasons.
And our time.
Yeah, and they strengthen us and they help us evolve, right? They help us get to the place where we really want to be. And the love that they show, the support that they show, that strengthens us where we are. And then it also helps the relationship bond for it to be stronger. Just willingness to give. A person that come in your life and you fall in love with this person and you're in this romantic relationship with them, and they're giving of themselves. Wouldn't you not want to give back to that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't help but want to give back. I mean, and then being consistent. I think another thing that, you know, determines and defines the strength of your relationship is the consistency of the action that you take and what you're doing in your relationship. Because if you're not consistent, then nothing's really going to change. It's going to stay stagnant. So we have to be consistent at our love, our support, our dedication, our devotion, our giving, our time, all these efforts that we have to do. I mean, we can talk about the surface level things about what would you do for love? Like, I would satisfy his needs sexually. I would talk about all the things that, you know, if he asked me to do certain things, I would go out of the way for it. But I'm talking about something much deeper here. It's from a heartfelt place. So we want to imprint something on the hearts of every individual that hears this podcast, that we want to define a relationship that's strong. But love is the key. But it's about you becoming a selfless person and you really loving you and being in a healthy state for yourself first, so you can be able to give back to your partner. I think that if you understand that, then you know what love is. You can do it. Let's see what some of the comments say. Yes. So go ahead, Shannon. You were saying something.
No. I was just saying I agree. I think, and Leland said, you know, this is a conversation that we need to have more often. I say it all the time in different communities that a safe space is so important. And someone asked yesterday, how do you create that safe space? And in relationships, it's vital. But sometimes you have to own up that you are the safe space.
Right.
You have to make room for them to feel comfortable being transparent and authentic and vulnerable with you. And for some people, you know, that requires you to do the work. Like, you have to do the work in yourself because you are the stronger party in the relationship, not because your other person is weak. But sometimes we have strengths and we're operating at a level that's optimal in the moment that our partner is not. So you have to create that space. You have to lay that foundation to say, I am a safe space. I'm a refuge for you. I'm a sanctuary for you. I'm your peace. And so whatever you need to bring to me, it's not going to be me presenting you with judgment or downplaying the situation or not believing you or not trusting you to be human, because we all have emotions and feelings and we are all subject to different opinions and experiences from our life, and just accepting them at that point. And then being their refuge in it. And sometimes people don't know how to do that, or they're afraid to do that because of what they're going to get back. But you have to be bold enough and audacious enough to present that so that somebody can lean into you and trust you with everything that they are. Again, we don't want mediocre relationships, so don't be a mediocre person in it.
So you know what the thing about it is that being able to be vulnerable, allowing your partner to feel safe enough that they can be vulnerable with you, because I feel like a lot of people may feel like it, especially people, because I see some people saying that it has taken them a third marriage for them to get it right, or a second marriage. I feel like that when you done been through marriages or relationships and you've been hurt and you've been broken, sometimes it's hard. You come like a glass shield covering you, that you don't want to go through the hardship. You don't want to be hurt again, or you don't want to feel like a failure again because you didn't did it 2 and 3 times. But I think that you, when you find that person, that one person that really just allows you to be you, allows you to really shine through and just really open themselves up and be vulnerable, I think that's when you're at a place where you, that is that safe space.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand that safe space is not, if I'm gonna open up myself and say, hey, I'm giving my partner this safe space, it ain't gonna be all of this. It's gonna be a safe place where there is, like you said, there is no judgment. I'm here, my arms are open, I'm welcoming you, I'm here to carry you and support you, and I want you to feel so at peace with me. That's what's about, y'all. I think that when we have these broken relationships and we've been hurt, and you're wanting to be with somebody and you don't even know how to just let go and just be you, right? Because you're so afraid that you mess up. You're so afraid that you're hurt again. But the safe space for you, that you all that are the safe carriers, right? Just open up and allow that person to know that they can be safe with you. That you're not going to judge them, that you're not going to, you know, belittle or demise, you know, be demising in the relationship. I think that when we have really love coming forth, they'll see it they'll see it a mile away. Absolutely. Love is not hard to see. Love is not hard to find. But I think that sometimes people don't trust as much because they have been heard, or they have heard from the mouth, I love you, but they really haven't seen love. Because speaking love and seeing love is two totally different.
Amen.
I think that we really need to find that. We really need to stop listening to some of this stuff that people are telling us. I love you, but their actions say something different. So I think that when it comes to the different relationships and you've been through it and you see all these things, and I'm not saying that we don't supposed to, you know, allow ourselves to say, hey, enough is enough. Like, we don't supposed to be a doormat or anything like that. But I'm just saying, you know, when we love somebody, we do extend ourselves to them. And we are willing to give and forgive. I think that that unconditional love is a golden piece that, oh, I saw you messed up, right? I see what you're doing. I see that you're not, you know, you're not doing what I feel is right. But I want to talk through this. I want to help us be better. You know, I think that's part of the pieces of supporting one another.
And I saw something today, Albany, that it struck a chord with me because of doing right relationships. And I think it was on Facebook. Somebody posted a quote and it said, if you don't heal what hurt you, you will bleed all over people who didn't cut you.
All right. If you didn't, and somebody so, put that. That's good. She said, all right. You're gonna write it. If you don't heal what hurt you, then you're gonna bleed all over the people that didn't cut you. And so how can we say, oh, I love someone with all my heart, but I'm just gonna bleed all over it. I'm just gonna bleed. Yeah. I'm just gonna let loose, right? I'm just gonna bleed out. You causing
but that's a person.
Right. And you're causing them so much pain. But we say we love them. So we have to be intentional, you guys. Go back to the intention. Go back to the place of the question I said to pose you. Hey, if you say that you're in love with someone, but you don't feel like you're in love, then what are you doing? What are we doing in these relationships when we say, oh, I am so in love with this person, but you really don't feel it in your heart? You don't feel love. You're not feeling it because there's something missing. And we got to find the missing pieces so we can strengthen the relationship, y'all. Because everybody, if you're in a relationship, I feel like we all need to be in love. I think that having love for a person that we, you know, we see every day, family members, that's great. I think when we're in a romantic relationship, we need to be in love. I think that's the beauty of making it even more powerful, being in love with the person that we are. That will keep us right where we need to be, keep our focus, being in love. Because when you're in love, I think you're doing some things right, right? When you're really in love, you're doing some things right. Some of the things we talked about was not allowing your partner to have to ask for something. Exuding yourself, like being intentional, loving unconditionally, you know, giving of yourself more than what you expect your partner. Learning how to be a we thing than a me thing. Talking about how to, you know, like the willingness to support, the willingness to devote yourself, dedicate yourself to your relationship and not really expecting things, not really, you know, being selfless in the relationship. I think there's some great things that we need to really focus on and make sure our heart is right. Make sure that we are right. Make sure that we're in a place where we've done some work ourselves. And if you haven't went on that journey, we talked about, hey, let's go on this journey. Let's not wait to just figure it out later on. Let's start doing it now. Let's start picking up our journals or how Shannon and Leland was talking about. They have their own way to do. Find your way. Why are we in relationships and we're not doing any work to make things better? We should be working to make us better, make things better, make experiences better, make them feel like, hey, someone like you and your partner both supporting each other on both ends, coming and going, like, hey, I want to figure out what makes you happy. I want to know what makes you happy. What needs do you have? And they're not there to make you happy, but they are there to extend some things that really creates a healthy boundary. But it also combines the relationship together with all these things that you're experiencing that make the happy relationship. So, hey, we can't be afraid of asking for what we want in our relationships. And if that person truly loves us, then they should be willing. And I'm gonna say the word should. If they say they love us, then they should be willing to give us what we want, our heart's desire. They should be willing to stand with us, support us, to do some of the things that they don't even want to do, right? That's another topic. When you're on your own journey and you have somebody that says, I'm not interested in that, are they willing to try? Are they willing to give it a try? Are they willing to say, you know what, I'm not interested in that, but I'll go along that journey because that's something that I see will make me happy. Now, don't expect them to be there all the time. Be graceful, you know, have some grace. But also, I feel like we should be supporting each other. I give up some of the things that I'm not interested in to do some of the things that my partner's interested in. That's what love would do. Love would make you do some crazy things. But just be smart at what you do. Shannon said, putting band-aids over bullet wounds, claiming to be healed. Broken people will cut up everybody. She didn't say everybody. She said everybody. Okay. So Leland said reducing your expectations of others can remove a lot of stress in your life. Come on now. That's one thing that I do talk about, expectations. And I know that in your relationships, don't get me wrong, we do have to have some expectations. But I want to say this today. Albany's saying it here today that, yes, I have these expectations. There are some spoken things. There's some things that's spoken, and there's some things that are not spoken that we don't even have to say, that we already know. This is the line that this is the line we draw in our relationship that I ain't even got to tell you. This is the expectation that you already know that I have. But I do believe that when we start putting these expectations on our relationship and our partners, saying, hey, I'm expecting you to do this, I'm expecting you to do that, I'm expecting you to be this way, I'm expecting you to be that way, then we start getting into the red flag area. If we expect all these things, I think that we begin to want to try to change them to become who we want them to become. But before you find love, you should already know that that person that you're with is the person that you desire, and that you don't have to want to change it, because guess what? You have already discovered what you want in that person. So you love the beauty of who they are already. So you don't have to be expecting them to do so many things, to jump hoops for you. But I think in time, as love grows and you become stronger together, that you definitely will begin to do things differently. Your partner will begin to show up differently, and they'll be a lot more calmer. They'll be a lot more opener. They'll be a lot more willing to give because they have grew in their love. They have not only grew in the love, but they have grew within themselves and flourished and learned how to be a better person and be a better lover to you. Let's see, we just want to say, Facebook, Dietrich says, wow, you guys have pretty much summed my last relationship and my journey from the breakup to now. So when we go into these breakups, we got to do some examination, you guys. They like, did I really love that person for real? Did I really pour into their life and add value to them and serve them the way I should? Or did I take from them? I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm taking from somebody or I'm not being life-giving. I want to be life-giving to the people that I have came in contact with. I want them to feel a certain kind of way when they remember me. Even if I'm not in the relationship with them, I just want them to remember me from a good place, that, hey, this person took responsibility for when they messed up. They owned their stuff. Even if they didn't, it didn't feel good at the time, but they always encouraged me that I see what you're saying. I understand where you're going. I understand your needs. I understand the things that you need from me. And I understand that I'm not fully there, but I'm willing to give it a try. I'm willing to give of myself. I'm willing to support you. I'm willing to do some things that I never even considered doing before. So I think that that is a beautiful thing, to just flourish. Even as you grow and you begin to go to the next step in your relationship, in your new relationship after a breakup, that you're willing to sit back and go on that journey alone to say, you know what? What did I learn from this previous relationship so that I can build a stronger relationship with another person? I think that your focus should be your relationship and defining what love really looks like for you. Doing things that make your partner happy every day. If you focus on that every single day of the week, I want to focus on making sure my partner's happy with me, making sure that my partner's happy with themselves, making sure my partner's just happy with the life that I can give them, or I can support them in. And when I say happy with me, when I say making sure my partner is happy with me, I'm saying, this is my point, that I'm doing the things that make me better. I'm showing up in a positive way. I'm not making them exhausted every day. I'm not wearing them out with my issues. I'm not bringing them all of this weight and pouring it out and taking from them. But instead, I'm pouring into them. I'm showing up as my best version of myself. I think Shannon said that we want to be our best versions of ourselves, especially when we're trying to grow a relationship and build something beautiful. We ain't gotta be all happy all the time, because we know life is full of challenges and we're gonna experience up and downs. It's what you do when you're going through the challenges. Are you pouring all your crap all over your partner and making them feel bad about what you're experiencing? Or are you really coming to them and saying, hey, I just need you to support me. I just need you to give me some encouragement today, because I'm not my best today, but I know that you're going to be there for me, but I'm willing to do the best that I can to be there for you in spite of what I'm going through. Sometimes you got to know how to lay your stuff aside to be able to just be there for the other person. And I think that's the healthy balance, when you can do that. You can give and take, but you give you give on a balance and you take on a balance. You're not just taking so much and you leaving them just totally exhausted and they don't have anything left. They just can't even pull anything out of the bucket because you didn't took it all. Give and take, give and take, give and take. And we all do that in our relationship. We do give. Today I gotta give. I gotta pour into this man's heart. Tomorrow he gotta pour into me. Tomorrow he gotta pour into me some more. We gotta do that because we need to build each other, but that's part of being in a relationship. Sometimes we just need that. So let's see if there's any other comments. We got a couple of minutes before we jump off, but I just want to ask, is anybody else here that would like to say something before we close it down? Shannon said, absolutely, setting the barometer allows you to make adjustments. Come on now, Shannon, that's what I'm talking about. Setting the barometer allows you to make adjustments because we have to make adjustments in our life. That's that give and take thing. Leland says, like emotional, spiritual support, trust, loving kindness, etc. Yes, we're here for all of that. We need that emotional support, but we don't want to be an emotional vampire. We don't want to suck the life out of our partners and then they don't understand, well, why are you leaving? Where are you going? Why are you not happy? You know why they're not happy? It's because we didn't emotionally suck them dry. And that it's not about that in our relationship. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you all for joining me here on this podcast. I've had a great time having conversations with Leland and Shannon and just responding to some of the comments in the post. I thank you all that you did show up today. Please be so kind to share this out on your Facebook, social media, wherever you are, if you're on Instagram, Facebook, tweet it out. Just allow people to know that we're here. Like Leland said tonight, he said it the best, that we need to have more live conversations like this because there are relationships that are failing every day and everybody has some type of challenges that they may be facing and they need some answers and they need somebody that is willing to support them through that process. And I want to say that I'm thankful for being here to be able to share with you all today. Like I said, Andre is not going to be here on next week either. I'm going to be joining you again on the next Togetherness podcast. We're going to have a beautiful topic. If you all have any comments that you all would like to share, please post the comments here. I'm going to post it to my Facebook page. If you're not following me on Facebook and Instagram, please follow me at Elvany Riggins on Instagram at Elvany Riggins. And also, if you would like to have a conversation with me, I'm opening up my calendar to have conversations with people. If you do want to have conversations with me, send me an email at support@elvanyriggins.com, or if you want to go ahead and schedule your appointment to have a conversation, just follow me at bit.ly/reclaimyourmarriage. I will see you all on the next podcast of Togetherness podcast with Elvany and Dre on next week, Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. You all have a great night, and thank you. I love you all.